Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And with us this morning, our special guest, and I do mean special, Dan Dillon is with us. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
How are you been? Have you been the last 12 years sleeping in every day?
Yeah, I get to sleep until 5 o'clock and don't have to get up at 3.
Yeah, there you go. We've got some news for us today. Dan, you are the media coordinator, of course, at Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. And like I said, you've been doing that for what, about 12 years now?
Yeah, 12 plus years.
That's your second career, but you're gonna give it up, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to retire tomorrow on Friday.
All right. Well, what went into the decision, Dan?
Well, I thought, how can I do something that, without, I still have my health, and I just decided that it's time to hang it up and let someone else take over that position. So the office manager at the district attorney's office is Lindsay Stover, and she is going to become the new media coordinator. She'll also become the assistant to District Attorney Mark Bennett.
How about that? So, I don't know, a man of your age, you're only 52. I think that's a little young to give it up.
You know, let's put on about 20.
Yeah, that might be a typo.
Yeah, it's a typo.
Yeah, I think you got a typo there. You need to fix that. Have Ted fix it.
Well, Ted fixes everything for us, as you know.
I know it.
Let's go back a few more years. You came to Wichita to work at KFDI Radio as news director. How long ago was that, Dan?
That was in 1979. My wife, Carol, and I moved down from I grew up on a farm outside of Omaha. I worked in radio in Omaha all news radio for about 4.5 years, and then I moved down to KFDI to become news director in 79.
Did you go to the University of Nebraska then? Did you attend there?
Yes, my wife and I both went there and graduated.
You know, I've had a couple of boyhood friends that had their families are Nebraskans. I've worked with guys from Nebraska. I mean, a lot of Nebraska people have come down down here in Wichita to work. Have you ever noticed that?
I have. I see those like the bumper stickers and so forth every once in a while. When you were talking about, I know a lot of people from Nebraska. I didn't know what was going to come next, but it was okay.
What? I'm sorry. I guess I missed that.
Oh, that's all right. What? Go ahead. It's just, in fact, this coming weekend, we're going to head back to Omaha to see my sister, who still lives up there, my sister-in-law and her family. So we'll catch up with some folks on a short trip this weekend.
Well, we never have a chance to really sit down and talk about, well, we have a few times. We've talked about some stuff, and I wanted to ask you this. And you growing up in a farm outside of Omaha, where did you get the bug? How did you get the bug to get into radio?
I always enjoyed writing. I enjoyed writing for the school newspaper. I went to Creighton Prep High School. Everybody's familiar with Creighton University, but I went to Creighton Prep. It was an all-boys Catholic school. I enjoyed writing. I enjoyed English. And then when I went to the University of Nebraska, I thought, well, I'll start in radio. And then because I was getting instructed into radio and television, and I thought when I started my professional life, I'd start in radio and then move to TV. But I enjoyed radio too much. I enjoyed getting the news out right away. So the severe weather coverage on KFDI, the breaking news, and I just stuck with radio for 34 years.
And anybody, one or two favorites you want to mention of people over the years? Maybe Mark Bennett. It seems like you've had a good relationship with the district attorney.
Well, that's the reason I was there for 12-plus years is because of Mark Bennett. When he started, he became the district attorney and started his career in January of 2013. I moved from KFDI to the DA's office the next month, and he's just been a pleasure to work with, a very calm, cool, collected guy. The only time you'll see him upset is when a crime victim is not treated right, and in court, for example. But other than that, he stays pretty calm, cool, and collected.
When you were a youngster, anybody influential in your life steer you into the public forum?
Well, not really. My father, the farmer, always had a low voice, and I always thought I could emulate his low voice and maybe get into radio. And I had an uncle who was in public relations, and it sounded like he had a very interesting life. And so I kind of went with the hard news decision, and paid off, I guess.
What station did you work at in Omaha again?
It was a station that's no longer there. It was KLNG radio. It turned into KYNN radio. And then when we moved down here shortly after that, WOW bought it.
Okay.
And I don't even think that station's around anymore.
Isn't it amazing that we are on the air now talking to, and I don't know how many people, but it's amazing how many different call letters are out there and how many different slogan identifiers. Sometimes I wonder how they ever kept us all straight.
Well, and I think that part of it, when you talk about slogans, that's really taken over. I mean, you'll hear a slogan more than you'll hear the actual call letters. You'll hear, for example, just to come to mind, T95 or Power 98, and you don't hear the actual call letters anymore. So that sure has changed.
Well,
and then, of course, Steve, you know as well as I do, the radio news has changed dramatically. I'm thankful that KNSS still does news, KMUW, and still provides a great product for the folks.
It's interesting, Dan, because you remember when you came here, and I was pretty much starting out as well in the late 70s, we had about, I would say, I mean, off the top of my head, six radio stations that had at least three news people a piece on them, and some had more than that. KFDI and KFH had more than that.
That's right. We would go to a news conference, Steve, and there'd be five or six radio stations represented at a news conference. Now it's very seldom that you see one radio station.
All right. So I presume you have a cell phone with a lot of apps on it then.
Yes. Yes, I do. I have a lot of apps. I need to get rid of some of them.
We were together in Lawrence or someplace a while back.
Maybe yes, we were. We had a friend of ours, Bill Roy, who a lot of people still remember. I will never forget Bill.
No.
But he was inducted, wasn't he, posthumously at the KAB?
Kansas Hall of Kansas Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame. All right.
That's right, at the University of Kansas.
Yeah, and you and I and Carol and Shelley spent a little time together then. That was a great time.
That was a good time. It sure was.
We ought to do that more often.
We need to go to dinner sometime. That'd be great. I'd let you pay.
Because Carol, and Carol's a delightful person.
Yes, she is. She has put up with an awful lot.
I won't mention you, but Carol and Shelley are good. Dan, hey, listen.
What's next for Dan Dillon?
Yeah, what's next? What are you going to do?
Well, we got some trips planned, a couple of football trips to see the University of Nebraska this fall. Carol and I, our daughter Lindsay and the two grandkids are thinking about spending Christmas around Branson at a trip there. And no really big trips, but some stuff around the house, some stuff out in the backyard that needs to be done, and just kind of taking it easy.
Well, listen, you've been a joy and a treat as the broadcasting world here in Wichita. We just, you've been a delightful person to have on the air with us, and we're competitors, but somehow I think we've become friends. Dan, thank you so much for all you've done for us.
Well, that's definitely true. We're good friends, and you two guys are two of the best.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Congratulations. Thanks, Dan. Have a great day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Day tomorrow. All right. Dan Dillon retiring for the second time. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, bringing cybersecurity businesses to Wichita. That's right. Kirk Semenoff from the Wichita Business Journal. On the way, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.